Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. It happens to every angler, those moments when you can see the fish feeding right in front of you, but you're not catching a single one. Is there anything more frustrating? Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water joins us to talk about picky fish and ways to solve them. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So this time of year, the pickiest of fish can be the albies.
That's right. And you mentioned this time of year, and that's what's particularly frustrating. In the spring, a lot of times I'll run into picky fish that just aren't eating. They just got here and they're sitting, you know, stripers, bluefish. They just don't want to feed. This time of year, we've got a lot of fish around, a lot of bait, and you can see them actively eating. They're chasing bait. They're feeding hard, especially albies, and yet they're still picky, meaning they won't hit your lures.
Oftentimes, they're right there in front of you, boiling up, feeding, and you can throw anything you want at them. So talk about strategies. What do you do when you run into this?
Well, one strategy is try to make your presentation more realistic. So using a lure that looks more like the bait, sometimes going to fly fishing and using a fly, which you can often make a smaller presentation or design a fly in a certain way that it looks more like the bait fish, that can work. The other strategy is kind of go in the opposite direction and choose a lure that stands out. So if there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of peanut bunker in the water, throw something that looks totally different, a little bigger, a little louder, splashier. And sometimes, and especially with stripers and bluefish, this will draw them away from the bait they're eating and get them to finally hit your lure. Sometimes though, no matter what you do, you just have to realize you're not going to convince them to hit your lure. Leave, come back at another time, find the fish in another place, in a different mood, and maybe you'll have better luck then.
It's so hard to leave when fish are feeding.
It is. That's one of the rules sometimes, is you never leave fish to find fish. But when you spend an hour and you've thrown lures at albies with open mouths and they still won't eat, eventually you got to say, all right, let's try something different.
Okay, let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Well, the very first thing I want to report in the fishing action is a tarpon was landed from the beach in the Martha's Vineyard Derby, and that's a really rare catch, definitely thought of as a tarpon. So thought of as a more southern species, really popular Florida, south, maybe to South Carolina, is about as far north as you see them. But it's not the first one this year. There was one caught earlier in Rhode Island, and there was one caught last year from Cape Cod in the Papaneset area. So it seems to be something that's happening a little more often, is these southern tarpons straying up to our area.
I don't even know what to say. That's really neat. What else are you hearing besides tarpon?
Well, I wouldn't recommend targeting tarpon, but you may run into one if you're lucky. Instead, I would say keep chasing albies. We're seeing more albies all the time now. They've been around in big numbers off of mid-Cape Hyannis and along the Elizabeth Islands, but they have been super picky. It's also been a long stretch of beautiful weather, and as it changes up and we see some rain and some wind, that might shift our fortunes as well. Still a lot of bonito around in Buzzards Bay, some stripers and bluefish in the canal, and then I heard a report, lots of mullet, which is an interesting bait fish along the south side of the Cape, and there have been some stripers, especially in the evenings and after dark, feeding on those along in the estuaries. Finally, if you're a tuna fisherman, it has been fantastic south of the wind farm in an area known as the Gully. That's been going on for a few weeks. A lot of bluefin tuna in that area. Might be a little stormy for anyone to get out there over the next few days, but once the weather gets good, that's worth checking out as well.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.